One of the hardest parts of the march for the food bank in years past
is eating.
Is not eating. And again, not nearly as hard as people who are suffering food insecurity. But when you're on a long walk and you walk by a barbecue joint, you want to make a pit stop, whether or not it's advisable to do at the given time. But since our route has changed over the years, we no longer have the privilege to go by the iconic Bubs Barbecue on Route 116 in Sunderland. And joining me from Bubs is Andrea Maroney, who's the chef owner at Bubs, and Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks. Bubs, how long have you been chef owner there?
7 years.
7 years. And so tell me the backstory of Bubs and tell our listeners, because it's been a barbecue icon as long as I've lived in the Valley.
So Bubs was started in 79 by Bub Howard Tiley. He was in fine dining before he started Bubs. Mm-hmm. And when he had reached his end, he wanted to open a restaurant that was more casual, quality food that people could come and just have a good time.
Mm-hmm. And nothing says casual quality food and good times like barbecue.
But you started as a cashier 17 years ago there.
Yes, in 2001.
So how did you find your way into Bubs?
It became a love, really. I started as a cashier, and I liked the atmosphere. I loved the people. I loved the regulars. I loved the other staff. And then the owners, of course, Bub's son, Deke, and his wife, Elaine, owned it. And they treated me like family.
Did you ever work for the actual Bub?
No, he would come sit in a booth in the mornings and tell me what I was doing wrong. So the only interaction I had with him was like him trying to improve
on the
me
job training.
Yes, on the job. And he was very frank. He was just, he'd sit there and say, no, you need to do it this way.
So then how do you go from being cashier to learning the ropes of how to barbecue?
It was the previous owners. They invested a lot of time and energy into me. I think they liked my work ethic. Everything I did, I treated it like my own. Mm. So they just saw some hope in me, and they taught me everything they knew, and I worked for them for years. I did take a year off to go work on a cruise ship.
But, barbecuing?
No, deckhand.
Oh, cool.
But that had an impact on your life, no?
Yeah, I met my husband, who's from Mississippi.
And he actually did have a family tradition of having that as standard fare for him in his life, yes?
Yeah, I've really gotten to know Southern food through his family. I mean, I'm from Maine, so I didn't have that whole Southern home-style food. Mm-hmm. And now I have much more knowledge. I've been able to incorporate some of that into the Bubs sides.
So you get off the cruise ship, you come back to Bubs.
As the manager.
And how did it happen that you knew you were going to take over
did
as
you
the,
just
as
take
the
it
chef
over?
Owner?
Like, did
the
you
hostile
just...
hostile takeover?
Did you, like, change the locks on the door?
Yeah.
Yep. No,
that's a good way to do it.
No. Yeah, the owners talked to me, but they were ready to retire. Mm-hmm. It's a tiring job. I mean, you commit a lot of hours, and they had enough. So they just said, will you buy it? And I said, all right, let's do it.
Without even, you knew right then, it was like, I'm in it.
I'm in it, yeah. I said, oh, I can do this.
I think it's amazing that 17 years in, you can say you love it. I mean, that's just amazing.
Yeah.
I'll share. I go to Bubs often to celebrate my birthday. And I love—
Even though you are a vegetarian.
Even though, I eat fish. And I love going there because I bring some friends and we play hearts. And we sit there and we eat our meal and love it. But it's that informality and that quality of food that it's if we were at my house and I had just some friends over.
Yeah.
And that's what we go for. You know, I like a friendly staff. You just feel like you come through the door and you're one of us, you know.
So this is the local hero spotlight. So talk to us a little bit about what you're getting from the area that you're bringing to Bubs Barbecue. Andrea Maroney, who's the chef owner of Bubs in Sunderland.
This time of year, of course, there's a bounty of food, but we change up the sides. Some people have a problem with, but it's fun. You know, you get to talk to the local farmers and see what they have. We can make a southern squash casserole. We can do corn on the cob. We do a really good fresh cucumber and tomato salad. The red peppers, green peppers, celery, all of that starts coming from your local farms. It's just really nice to be able to work with the farmers, which is actually Bub would do that. Mm-hmm. So it's been 30 years or almost 40 years of being able to shop locally and keep up that tradition.
You shared with me that you think you might go through like 150 plus heads of cabbage a week.
Yes.
So, you know, you think, well, when you go to Bub's, it's like, oh, it's so great, the sides are here. But you don't realize how much food is going through there, and that the fact that you also cater, like you could be feeding 1,000 people over a weekend.
Yes, every week. So
what style of barbecue would you say Bub's is? This barbecue falls into all sorts of different categories.
Right. We've tried them all. Bub had his own idea. So he had only worked in Florida, but the closest I found is a Kansas City style. It's its own barbecue.
You stay true to Bub's way of doing it?
Yes. We do use more local wood now. So it's a lot of oak, hickory, some apple.
Carrying on a tradition of the beginnings of Massachusetts style barbecue.
Right.
I love it. We don't have a good enough barbecue tradition here, and I think that's great that you do.
Yeah, and people come in expecting it to be, you know, they come from North Carolina, and they're like, well, this isn't barbecue. It's like, well, it's its own barbecue. It's not like...
Tell them Massachusetts style.
Right. If you come in expecting a certain Texas style, you're in the wrong place. Right. You know?
Maybe it's the Western Mass barbecue style.
Western Mass barbecue style. I love it.
Yeah, just come in and enjoy.
Andrea Maroney from Bub's Barbecue, who makes Western Mass barbecue style barbecue. She's the chef owner, and Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks. Buylocalfood.org.